Whatever you want, as we launch here into the second hour of the program, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it is Ian with you. Also joining us here, Lauren Canario has decided to actually stay and hang out with us for an indefinite period of time, perhaps for the rest of the show. I had originally thought she was simply going to be a guest, but she's actually turned into a co-host. So welcome to the Free Talk Live crew, Lauren.
Hey, everybody.
And Mark's here as well.
Yeah.
So we'll take your calls about whatever you want, and we'll start things out by going to the amp line where Xander is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, Xander.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind tonight, Xander?
Well, actually, I was thinking about just not too long ago, was it Walter Cronkite who died?
Yeah. There have been a handful of old newsmen who have died within the last few months.
Yeah, and, you know, they would often talk about, like, you know, the good old days of news when they would investigate and stuff, and you know, you hear about, oh, well, the mainstream media is, like, liberal media and stuff. It's not even that. It's just, like, all is soft, what's going to catch people's attention, bread and circus kind of stuff, you know, Britney Spears and all this kind of stuff. And I just wonder, has it gotten worse? Has it really gotten worse over time, or are we just...
Your question is, has mainstream news gotten worse over time?
Yeah. And do you think it's going to change at all? I don't know.
I don't have much perspective. Mark, Lauren, your thoughts on...
Yeah, back in the 60s, it used to be that the news wasn't as hard-hitting, really. They just would, you know, repeat the government's, you know, press conference lines. And then came this phenomenon was 60 Minutes, was where they would actually go out and interview people and get, you know, some hard news and investigate, you know, people's wrongdoing and stuff. And it became a big hit. And that, I guess that fad is passing away now because people are not interested so much in real-time investigation and, you know, getting behind the scene and whistleblowing and,
Are they?
I love 60 Minutes whenever I get a chance to see it, but obviously I don't love it enough because I don't have regular television and I don't watch it.
What would be interesting to hear from, and obviously this isn't going to happen, but to have someone like a John Stossel come on the show and someone who's actually been in the news business commenting on some of the trends maybe that they've seen. Because what you just said, Lauren, was that in the past, in the 60s, they weren't really hard-hitting. Then they got hard-hitting, and now it's not so much anymore.
That's the way I see it.
That's your interpretation. Mark, do you have any observations on that?
I really don't. I mean, you know, I don't watch that much news.
Yeah, I can't say I really do either. That's why I'm not even going to comment on that. Xander?
Yeah, it just seems like when I have to even get anything close to what I consider would be important news, I have to go digging around on the internet, really, and hopefully that'll expand and whatever, but I was just wondering for someone who might have been a little bit older, for a little perspective.
Well, you know, don't worry, Xander. The FTC is investigating the news industry. I saw the story on that. I think it was yesterday. The Federal Trade Commission has launched some sort of a hearing session or investigation where they're going to be looking at the state of the news business and how the internet is affecting the news business. And I don't know what's going to come out of that process, but it probably won't be anything too good.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not going to report about how there was like a general on every news station at wartime to make sure they don't say too much. I remember that little thing going around during the Iraq War.
Yeah, they may just decide that the old news gathering organizations are still valuable and that we need them around. So let's get them subsidized. We need to get some government money. We need a news bailout because they've been tossing that around. Not the FTC, but there have been people, you know, the IDEA people out there in Washington D.C. have been talking about a news bailout to some extent. I've heard rumors, and maybe when the FTC comes back and says, well, it's true, the newspapers are really hurting, and newspapers are still valuable to some people, so let's keep them alive with government subsidies. And, you know, what they're really valuable to is the government, because the newspapers have historically been line-towing government propaganda pieces and very, very in favor of the almighty state. So the government certainly doesn't want its cheerleaders to go away. Well, it wouldn't surprise me if something like that happened.
And clearly, they're going to get only more so cheerleaders and less likely to report on the government.
You mean if they're getting money?
Getting bailouts.
Yeah.
I mean, I can totally see, imagine for a second that there's this completely insane man in Washington who says, we have to give that Free Talk Live program $50,000 a month to make sure that they stay on the air because they're preserving freedom in America. Mm-hmm. And then that guy does something antithetical to freedom. I'm going to have a harder time roasting that guy over a spit.
Because he's paying your mortgage.
Because $50,000 grand a year, a month, yeah, I'm going to have a difficult time with that. So, I mean, just that's just how it goes. That's real life.
The papers will be owned, and then, of course, if they continue to fail, just like the car companies, the government can just take them over entirely, and we'll have state newspapers. It'll be like China.
Can't have free competition because that would require the government to have fingers in too many people or to have control over too many people, and they can't control that many.
Right. So, they'll let some of the papers go out of business, and then the rest of them they can take over.
It's easier to control people if you have your fingers in them.
Thanks, Xander, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We're going unscreened to the AMP line. You're on Free Talk Live. Who's this?
This is Dan in Pennsylvania.
Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Lauren, and Mark. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to give you an update on my insulin situation.
Oh, okay. You're the gentleman who had ordered insulin from Canada. They had attempted to ship it to you, but the wonderful folks at the FDA managed to intervene and save you from yourself and force you to have to go down to the local store and pay full price rather than getting it at half the cost through Canada. So what is your update?
Well, it turns out that even according to their own rules, it's none of their business. apparently, this happens a lot. And further, apparently, they have absolutely no legal power to confiscate. And if I were to order it again, I mean, I guess they could confiscate it, but in the first place, less than 1% of all packages are checked. I suppose
really?
That far less than 1% are insulin. And so basically, I just got unlucky. And if I went ahead and ordered again, there's nothing they could do to me legally. So I don't know if it's.
Where did you ascertain this information?
From their website. The FDA's website.
Oh, the FDA's website. The FDA?
Yeah, the FDA's, the information on their website contradicts the information in the letter they sent me, and furthermore, I talked to I'm sorry, what was that?
Sorry, Ian just said it was shocking, and I was indicating that the government contradicts itself constantly.
Right, yeah, it doesn't matter what their rules say. They can take whatever the hell they want, and good luck trying to get your hands on that stuff. It's gone, right? I mean, there's no real process you can go through to get that back.
That's true, but even if, say, I am extraordinarily unlucky and they confiscate 10% of what I order, I'm still saving money compared to what I would be spending if I just bought it locally.
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and just keep, I'm going to thumb my nose at them and just keep ordering it.
Yeah, give it another go. See if it happens again.
Any chance you'll get your stuff back?
Probably not.
Okay.
Because it's, right now it's probably spoiled because you have to refrigerate it to keep it at its, potency level.
Well, if you die of some horrible disease, you're doing it for America, my friend.
Yeah,
that'll warm your heart as you're lying in your deathbed that the FDA was the organization that
doing it
you.
To keep you safe.
All right, Dan, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, actually, I had some comments about the ongoing struggle between you guys about the objectivist philosophy.
Okay.
I'm not sure where the struggle is, but okay. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, maybe it was a struggle that I had with some thoughts of my own and what you were saying. It seemed to me, I'm talking to you, Ian, that, okay, the first tenet of the objectivist philosophy is that reality exists outside of your consciousness. And you rejected that on the grounds that, as you say, reality is more than meets the eye, which is just a rephrasing of the same thing.
Okay.
No,
I don't know if that's a rephrasing of the same thing. All I was saying was I don't know if I could say that definitively. I think that's what all the evidence points toward, but I don't know if I want to take that as a definite. I think I'd like to leave my options open there. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but it seems that you were arguing that point from the standpoint that involves a rephrasing of the proposition.
Not sure what you're getting at. We can come back to you here in moments. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Apparently, we haven't talked about this quite enough. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Lauren.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. Those features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to prove they listen to the show. See them over at shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener, you can learn how to get involved in the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com. FreeTalkLive.com. Now, have you ever wished you didn't have to push the shopping cart all the way back to the store, or didn't have to make so many trips to get the groceries into the house? For the last month or so, at my house, we've been using Totosac, and they're a handle made of 100% recycled material and designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Go to Totosac.com, that is spelled Totosac, TOTASAK.com, and get a family pack today. Totosac, they carry more than you can, a lot more. Totosac.com. All right, we continue here, taking your calls. Dan is on the line in Pennsylvania. And Dan, you've called to rehash the objectivism conversation. We've been talking over a series of shows with various different people about what objectivism is and why I'm not an objectivist. And I'm not an objectivist because, number one, objectivists are warmongers from what I've seen. And according to Lauren Canaria, who's sitting here with us, and she spent 20 years as an objectivist, so she got to meet and get to know a number of them. And that was her experience as well. So that would be enough for me right there. But then I went to the Objectivism Wikipedia article, and the first sentence says basically that objectivism holds that reality exists independent of consciousness. And that's what you've called to take issue with here. You said that I simply rephrased that statement, and I kind of disagreed with you, saying that no, I didn't think I rephrased that statement when I said that there's, you know, more to meets the eye than to reality. What I was saying is that I don't know if that's necessarily true, so I'm not going to go out on that limb.
Well, I kind of want to apologize because it's sort of a lateral approach to the point I wanted to make, and I also sounded a little more confrontational than I intended to. But my point was going to be, and I'm actually starting a blog. This is going to be my first post about it, how knowledge generally spreads in a viral fashion. Like, you know, we're told as children, government is good. You know, if you don't believe in taxes, you want the poor to starve, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And those things are little sound bites of information lodge in children's heads and then eventually grow into worldviews.
Sure.
And the same thing happens, from what I can tell, with the liberty movement. We may be saying things which are completely true, but unless you can answer why something is true, then I don't think that we're ever really going to start changing people's minds to the point where there can be a paradigm shift that will, you know, let us transition into a free society until we can answer why things are true. And that requires more of a knowledge of philosophy, and that in turn requires a acknowledgement of objective truth, which it seemed like you guys were kind of opposed to in the last couple of shows.
I'm opposed to objective truth? How so?
Well, not... Was that Mark?
Yes, Mark.
No, I'm not you, Mark. I'm an Ian, because...
Oh, well, you said you guys.
Yeah.
When you said you guys...
I got a Y chromosome here.
The question is whether your mind defines reality or whether reality itself is definitive. Because if reality itself is definitive, then you can answer questions why. If your mind defines reality, then there's no real way to do that without contradicting yourself.
Well, I'm not going to go out on that limb because I don't want to answer that. I don't feel comfortable answering that question because I don't know. And there's no way I could ever know for sure. There's an answer that makes it easy to live, and that is that reality is objective, and that you know, I've observed certain things, and I can draw conclusions based on that. But I think it would be, I don't know, I think it's a little presumptive to say that I know for sure that that's all true.
But even if you were a brain in a tank, there would still have to be a reality in the tank.
That I can define, sure. Yeah. That was being presented
that's
to me.
That's sort of my point, yeah.
Okay.
Even if you were a character in a video game, if you ceased to exist, well, that video game would continue to exist. If we were just, you know, the windfish's dream, then when the windfish wakes up, we disappear, but the windfish exists. And that's a Legend of Zelda reference for the video game geeks out there. But the point is that existence exists, as Ayn Rand would say. And that, there's sort of, I guess, what Wes Bertrand from the Complete Liberty podcast, he would call that small O objectivism, just the idea that that truth exists and that reality exists and that our senses can perceive it but have no bearing on, you know, on its nature. And I guess the thought hasn't been completely hashed out on my part, but it will be soon. But the point is that just issuing sound bites like liberty is good, free markets work, are not going to have the influence that a whole body of thought based on objective truth that explains why free markets work and why liberty is good and why sticking a gun in somebody's face and telling them to pay you taxes is immoral would have.
Okay, I see where you're coming from on that. I don't know if I feel like I need to explain philosophy to people because I, for one, don't really understand very much of it. I don't know if I need to understand philosophy and have to explain it to people to get them to understand that hurting their neighbor is wrong. I think that most people inherently know these things. I don't think they need to know who Ayn Rand is or know who all these philosophers are out there and have any sort of conceptualization of what all that stuff is, because I came to these conclusions without knowing any philosophy. I mean, I'm sure I absorbed some of it. I wouldn't know what it was called, whatever the philosophy is that I've observed over the years from the various different people that have influenced me, from Harry Brown on down the line. I'm sure I've absorbed bits of objectivism and bits of whatever the hell else is out there. I can't categorize it all, and I can't say for sure this came from there and this came from over here, but I can tell people how I feel about how the world works, and I think that most people agree that being violent toward their neighbors is unacceptable. So it's just a matter of getting them to see that the government is violent.
Yeah,
and I don't think you need to teach philosophy to them to get them to understand
that. Yeah,
and
I don't think objectivism can claim that violence against the neighbor thing is bad, because first off, they don't necessarily stick by it 100%. And secondly, they were talking about that in Jesus' time. We could just as easily say Christianity's created that. So, you know, it's just a bunch of different philosophies all kind of get mixed together, and I don't know why we have to have a label like objectivism.
Well, I agree with you. We don't need a label of objectivism. My point is just that we have something more than sound bites. I mean, when I was a little kid, if you had asked me, is sticking a gun in your neighbor's face in order to pay for your other neighbor's well-being moral, I would have said no. And, you know, I understood as a very young child that, you know, that sort of thing was bad. But then because I was exposed to all this, as Neal Stephenson would say, promiscuous knowledge, where it just spreads like a virus, you know, these easy to accept ideas that have no basis in objective reality as growing up. By the time I was 21, I was a full on statist. And the only way that I can explain how I was basically a voluntarist as a child, I mean, from my earliest politically aware moments to becoming a neocon by the time I was 21, and then having to unlearn everything I had learned over that, you know, 10 or 15 year period over the next 2 or 3 years in order to become a voluntarist again, is that I never asked why, and I was never encouraged to ask why. I accepted things that were told to me because they sounded good.
How old are you now, if I might ask, Dan?
What was that?
How old are you now?
I am 25, and it was May 12th of 2006 when I became a voluntarist. So
okay.
That makes it...
So it didn't take you that long to get from neocon to voluntarist, a couple of years, 2 or 3 years, right?
4 years, yeah, but it was learning from the basis of objective truth and building on the foundation of, you know, non-contradictory facts.
Glad it worked out for you, dude. I appreciate the call tonight. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-456-7255. 1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GRAFFUNDER Safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Lauren.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them to you. They include the bulletin board system, the archives, and the wiki, and more. We give it all away at freetalklive.com. Now, one thing we can't give away, but we can get you a pretty darn good price on, would be British sovereign gold coins. You can get them for $266. These are 22-carat, 0.2354 troy ounces of gold, which is a hair shy of a quarter ounce. Now, the British sovereign is world-renowned and has been used by the military for emergency monetary use. Commonly sewed into the clothing of a soldier, knowing it would be recognized for its gold value in all parts of the world. And so this is a pretty well-known coin here, the British sovereign, available for $266. You can get that at gold.freetalklive.com. You can also call toll-free 877-857-9938. That's gold.freetalklive.com, 877-857-9938. Let's continue taking your phone call. Steve is in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hey, I was going to ask you guys if you'd heard anything about this Mark Lloyd guy with the FCC.
Mark Lloyd. I do not
He's the new czar, but he's not a czar. And he's basically he's wanting to tax radio broadcasting.
Oh, that's good work.
Broadcasting of any nature, satellite, whatever it might be.
No, this is news to me. I'm surprised. I mean, I get the industry emails from within the radio industry, and I hadn't spotted anything like that, but it's possible I missed it. So he wants to tax all broadcasters?
All broadcasting. And basically what it would be is 100% tax, and it would be, you know, it would then go to, like, NPR or any kind of state-run media. So basically, I think what the idea, from what I've gathered, that they're trying to do, you know, get away, you know, kind of push radio out the door.
Mark Lloyd, Chief Diversity Officer of the Federal Communications Commission, this from CNSNews.com, called for a confrontational movement to combat what he claimed was control of the media by international corporations and to reestablish the regulatory power of government through robust public broadcasting and a more powerful FCC, because the FCC just isn't powerful enough, apparently. Lloyd expressed his regulatory call in his book, Prologue to a Farce, Communications and Democracy in America. In the book, he said that public broadcasting should be funded through new license fees charged to the nation's private radio and television broadcasters. Exactly what you're saying there, Steve. And the new regulatory fees should be used to fund 8 new regional FCC offices.
Pretty scary, huh?
Yeah, thanks for giving me the heads up on that, because I had not heard anything about
it. Yeah, I can't believe I haven't heard anything about it.
Any comments? Anything you want to add to that?
I mean, it just honestly scares the hell out of me, because, you know, we'll no longer get to hear you guys probably, because, frankly, it'll just drive private business out.
Well, you know, it depends on how much the fees are, I guess. The radio stations will do their best to pass the costs on to the advertisers and try to stay in business, but you're right, it could certainly drive some people out of business.
What I've heard is 100% tax on your operating expenses per year.
A 100% tax on, so you're saying the overhead for the radio station, they would essentially have to pay into whatever the FCC fund is?
I'm saying 100% tax on your operating expenses, whatever that entails. You know, I don't own a business or anything, so I don't know what would entail operating expenses, but whatever that is for the year, you're taxed 100% on.
Wow.
So, like, example, I guess Rush Limbaugh, you know, gets paid $35 million a year. They would have to pay $35 million a year.
So we're talking about doubling costs or basically having the pay of the various different talents out there so they can pay the other half to the federal government.
Exactly. Which would then go to NPR or you know, whatever.
Thanks for the heads up on that. I'm going to dig through this story a little bit more, see if we can find out.
NPR produces a really, really great product right now. What do they need more money for? They're doing fine. They're probably doing as well, if not better, than other radios.
Well, then they could have NPR 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, like they got the BBC.
They could have that if they wanted it. All they have to do is, I mean, there are competing PBS programs out there. You could very easily start another PBS station in your town and provide people with competition in that area. I'm sure that you could split that audience and still do quite well.
You know, the FCC has shut down regional offices over time. They don't have as many today as they used to in the past. They don't have monitoring stations, for instance. They don't do a lot of the things that they had
done. People imagine that they do.
Yeah.
People imagine.
Would you guys do, like, pirate radio?
Would we do pirate radio? Well,
and if it came to it, you know, would you, to still get your message out, would you still...
Oh, well, we don't discourage pirate broadcasts today.
We put up pirate stations all over America?
We have a handful of pirate radio stations running this show right now. So would we do it? No, we produce a radio show, and we make it available to people that want to distribute it. So it's up to you to do the pirate radio.
I got you.
Does that make sense?
I understand.
Thank you, Steve,
okay,
for the call.
Okay, well, that's
tonight.
Pretty much all I had. So.
Yes, sir. I appreciate hearing from you. All right, so here's some more of the story on this particular issue because, it's news to me. And actually, apparently, the news just hit today on this. The offices that he's proposing, again, 8 new regional FCC offices, would be responsible for monitoring political advertising. Apparently, that's the FCC's job, according to this guy. And commentary. Children's educational programs, number of commercials.
Because kids listen to the radio all the time for educational programming.
And how about this one, Mark? Content ratings of the programs.
Content ratings.
They have it for TV. Now they're talking about maybe doing it for the radio, where you will have, you know, M for mature or PG or whatever rating system they come up with. He says, according to the story here, frequently referencing one of his heroes, left-wing activist Saul Alinsky, Lloyd claims in his book that the history of American communications policy has been one of continued corporate control of every form of communication from the telegraph
to
the Internet.
Wait a second. The United States government is a corporation, and he's proposing to have greater control on radio. So all he's talking about is different corporate control.
That's correct. But if he says it's corporate control, then no one pays attention to the fact that the U.S. government is a corporation. How many leftists realize that? How many people who rail against corporate America realize that corporations were created by the government to protect people in business, and that the government itself is a corporation, in that it's a, you know, concept, a legal fiction that people made up?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't think very many of them do.
They mean what they mean by it, and what they mean by it is
businessmen,
companies that are ruining the world.
Right. They mean businessmen. They mean people in search of a profit. That's what they mean when they say corporation.
Usually, they mean big, you know, people that are in the big businesses, though.
Lloyd claimed neither technology nor liberal reforms have been able to overcome the damage caused when government fails to give everyone an equal voice. He says citizen access to popular information has been undermined by bad political decisions. These decisions date back to the Jacksonian Democrats' refusal to allow the post office to continue to operate the telegraph service. Bring back the telegraph.
This jackball, this one we'd still be using if the government was in charge, for God's sake. Oh, my God. This guy is a throwback Luddite.
And this guy is the communications, the Federal Communications Commission Chief Diversity Officer.
God.
He, throughout history, Lloyd said the most powerful communications tools were deliberately placed in the hands of one faction in our republic, commercial industry. Neither progressive era reforms nor new communications technologies have been able to correct the problems resulting from government abdication of a responsibility to advance the equal capability of citizen discourse.
Equal capability of citizen discourse.
He's trying to say the government controlled everything, but they've abdicated their rightful role, and now they should bring it back
again. Right. The government has stepped away and allowed this, the corporate America situation to take over the radio, the broadcasting industry, and now the government needs to get back in so the little guy can have a chance at getting on the radio.
The little guy can call in right now at 1-800-259-9231
and get
on the radio. And if he has any complaints about that, I don't see why he would go to the government to get on the radio. He can call right now.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Of course, he's not acknowledging the fact that the FCC prevents the little guy from getting their own radio station and only allows... I mean, he's not going to be opening up the market. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes, arrested for war crimes. He now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it is Ian here with you.
And Lauren.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, just shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, they've got it. And it's the same great Amazon prices. It's just that Amazon's sending us a cut of their profits because we're sending them the business. So start your shopping through amazon.freetalklive.com. And I tell you, our callers do some of the best show prep because they come across stories that I don't see. And thanks to Steve from South Carolina for calling to give us a heads up on this one, because it could be affecting the radio you might be listening to right now. The story is from CNSNews.com. where they're talking about Mark Lloyd, who's the chief diversity officer of the Federal Communications Commission, calling for a what he describes as a confrontational movement to combat the evil corporations that are currently running some of the radio stations that you might be listening to this radio program on. And after blathering on about his influence by political activist Saul Alinsky, he then goes on to enumerate, or I guess this is his book, and they are kind of reprinting it here at CNSNews.com, enumerate six goals for wrestling control of communications from corporate interests that he claims control it. So let me go down these points here. You might find them interesting.
Well, there's no doubt that corporate interests control radio, and that you know, they're their businesses, and they're trying to provide the services that they believe are going to be best for their customers, right?
Well, most businesses have incorporated themselves, so most radio stations are run by what you would call a corporation. But obviously, they're people, and corporations are just file folders that the government created to allow protection for the people that are running those corporations. But so he's making it sound like, you know, this is a big task, trying to wrestle control of communications from the corporate interests. You guys granted those licenses in the first place, and you, the FCC, prevent the little guy from getting those licenses.
Sure.
If we wanted to start our own radio station, Mark, it would be very difficult,
crazy,
if not impossible.
I don't know what the application fee is, but you have to put it in during the application window. I don't know when that is either. You essentially have to buy an expensive,
FCC attorney.
An expensive FCC attorney in order to get one of these licenses. Then you have to do engineering studies, which cost a great deal of money, and all kinds of things.
Basically, right, for the amount of the application and the engineering study, that you could have your own studio built with a transmitter on 24 hours a day.
Yeah, you could do it even, much less if you didn't even bother building, you know, the studio out of your house or something.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I just mean the cost of whatever the bare minimum equipment you would need. Just for the application fee, the application fee would probably pay for your transmitter.
Oh, but the application fee is five figures, dude.
Okay, maybe so. I don't know. It's all speculative. I've been to their website to try to find what the application fee is.
It's ponderous to even figure it out.
Right, it's very difficult. So here are his six goals. And these are his initial goals, so that means he's got more planned for down the line. But initially, number one, end the federal subsidy of commercial media, particularly cable and broadcast television. Broadcasters should pay for the great privileges of a federally protected license to operate a business by using the publicly owned spectrum. Are radio stations getting subsidies? Mark, you ran a radio station at one time. Did you guys ever get a check from the FCC? What the hell is he talking about?
Never once. Unless he's talking about non-coms running NPR programming, I couldn't tell you about that, but no.
And the federal subsidy of commercial media, particularly cable and broadcast television. Are cable providers getting federal subsidies? I don't understand that one.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I guess maybe he could be saying it's a subsidy and that they're protecting them from competition by not allowing competition in the marketplace, but you can't call it a subsidy if people are paying you for your licenses, can you? Because all those people are paying the FCC, cable, broadcasters, they're all paying the FCC for various different permission slips. Number two, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting must be reformed along democratic lines and funded at a substantial level. And he doesn't specify here, but as Steve suggested, he heard that they were talking about taxing radio stations at 100% of their operating costs and sending it on to the public broadcasters. So then he talks about how they should there should be different regions representing the country, and a chairman should be appointed by the president, etc., etc. He says funding should come from license fees charged to commercial broadcasters, local public broadcasters, and regional and national communications operations should be required to encourage and broadcast diverse views and programs. So local, regional, and national communications operations should be required to encourage. That's interesting language, isn't it? Requiring you to encourage broadcasting of local views. What does that mean?
I don't know, but my local view is this guy's crap sucks. I mean, it's just awful. But this is a bunch of socialism, as though the government has ever granted equality to people and accessibility. The government's the most inaccessible organization out there.
Spectrum allocation should be established that create clear preferences for public broadcasters, ensuring that regional, local, and neighborhood communities are all well served. Number three, the FCC should be fully funded with regulatory fees from broadcast, cable, satellite, and telecommunications companies. The FCC should be staffing regional offices, matching those CPB regions at levels sufficient to monitor and enforce communication regulation. Which means if you don't have the permission slip and you're trying to provide local services to your local area by running your own pirate radio operation.
That's what
enforce means. He wants to have more FCC agents out in the field, because right now all of the FCC agents are coming from a very few, I think maybe all of the monitoring agents are coming from D.C.
That's what my thought was.
That's what my understanding is, where if somebody hears a pirate broadcast, they complain to the FCC, they then have to send somebody out to wherever that is, because there aren't regional offices that are able to monitor these things. He's saying bring those back, get those FCC thugs out into the field, and put a clamp down on anybody who's using the band without our permission.
Because that's been efficient so far.
Well, yeah, gotta help the locals out, you know. Number four, universal service provided a support provided by all communications or commercial telecommunications providers to fund access to advanced telecommunications services should be expanded to all nonprofit organizations, including higher level academic and vocational schools, community centers, and 501c3 organizations. Universal service, that's that fund that you pay for, right? The Universal Service Fund. Have you seen that on your phone bill? Where it says Universal Service Fund, and it's a federal tax that goes to provide something. I don't know. He's saying make that fund larger, send it to more entities. That's what he's saying there. So
sure.
look for more.
His welfare works good.
That's your phone bill he's talking about. This isn't just radio here. He says all commercial telecommunications providers should be funding these other 501c3s, vocational schools, community centers, and that sort of thing. So look for the Universal Service Fund amount on your phone bill to go up if this guy gets his way. And he's on the FCC, so
new tax.
You can expect that he will.
We need new taxes. The old ones are not good enough.
Here's a confusing one. Postal subsidies should be fully restored to small independent nonprofit presses. Postal subsidies should be reduced for commercial and business operations. The Postal Service should be returned to congressional control with the central mission of ensuring that all Americans have access to the post. The FCC is now talking about the post office and what should happen with it. It's saying that did he just say that the post office needs to be 100% government again? Because it's sort of a quasi-private, semi-private organization in that it operates with its own budget, but it also gets money from the federal government. He's saying, bring it all back under the fold. It needs to be full-on federal government.
Sure, I mean, that's a guy who's talking like this absolutely has to believe something like that. I mean, he's just a socialist, you know?
And if you're a nonprofit press, he's saying that the post office will subsidize your delivery rates while reducing the rates for the bulk mailers. Increasing the rates for bulk mailers and then subsidizing if you're a nonprofit.
I've got to say that, the post office's method of funding right now annoys me. If you think that the post office is a real business now and that it stopped being a government agency back in the 80s, all you have to do is go to cato.org and read their article about the post office.
The history of it?
It's not the history. It's currently. Well, the kind of money that the post office gets out of the federal government, the fact is they run in the red every single year, and they are not a private business. They just simply are not. But they are currently basically getting funded through these bulk mailers, and it's a junk mail service. That's all it is.
What do I get from it? Not much beyond that.
How many letters do you send in a given month?
Let me get to number six.
It's all pizza ads and tire
number
ads.
Six. This is the sixth and final step. Sixth initial step. There's more, but we don't know what they are yet. Public secondary schools should be required to include civics and media literacy as part of their core curriculum. Testing on civic, media, and computer literacy should be required and national standards set.
Required.
Indoctrinate the little ones.
Yeah, tell the little kids that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is your friend and that those other corporations that are out there providing you radio, bad, bad. We want to tax them out of existence so you can have a public broadcaster that you can tune to, and that's about it. All right, hour number three is coming up. You bring up anything, pretty chilling things coming out of D.C.'s FCC. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.